All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Sherlock Gnomes. It's directed by John Stevenson. The writers are Ben Zaltzoff and Andy Reilly. It stars James McAvoy, Emily Blunt, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Mary J. Blige, and Johnny Depp. And the synopsis is Garden Gnomes. Romeo and Juliet recruit renowned detective Sherlock Gnomes to investigate the mysterious disappearance of other garden ornaments. This is actually a sequel to a movie that came out in 2011, which was Romeo and Juliet, which I remember liking. It's just a retelling of Romeo and Juliet with garden gnomes. It was animated. I also want to say that Elton John, for some reason, really wanted to produce that movie, so he did. And I believe he's back to producing for this one. So that first movie had a lot of Elton John songs in it, mixed with a Romeo and Juliet setting with garden gnomes in present day. Again, I like that movie. I would give it maybe a 6.5 or a 7. It's not offensive. It works. Kind of a cute movie. This one is a CG animated movie with talking garden gnomes. So the ones that you would keep in your garden. So it describes the first movie. Romeo and Juliet meet. They get married at the end of the first movie. And this one, Romeo's parents are trying to step down from being the leaders of the garden. Announced that Romeo and Juliet are now the new leaders. So part of the first part of the movie is them dealing with different personalities in the garden. Random garden gnomes begin to go missing in other gardens. And then Sherlock Gnomes, who is based on Sherlock Holmes, obviously, and also has a Watson equivalent played by Chiwetel Ejiofor. And he begins to investigate. They cross paths with Romeo and Juliet. Sherlock Holmes believes that it's Moriarty. Moriarty says that the garden gnomes will be smashed in 24 hours if Sherlock Gnomes doesn't figure out the actual solution. And then they go on this fact-finding quest trying to figure out where all the clues are. What I thought about this movie is, why would they come out with a sequel to Romeo and Juliet? Again, I said that I liked that movie. And I believe that movie should stand on its own. It's kind of like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's a decent movie. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, not a decent movie. With this one, there's some forced drama between Romeo and Juliet that eventually one of the other feels that they're not being fully respected by the other. There's bland humor. It allows Johnny Depp to play another British character. Some of the jokes were a little off. There's a Tiny D joke. I'm going to say Tiny D one more time. It said, please don't call me Tiny D. And I'm not sure if it was Tiny D or Tiny G, but I thought it was Tiny D. There are some animated sections, as in not necessarily CG, but 2D style animation, which I actually liked. I don't like the portrayal of Sherlock Gnomes in this movie, or Sherlock Holmes in this movie. Sherlock Holmes plays an arrogant person that doesn't necessarily take into account the feelings of other people, that he's just kind of the same quirky type of Sherlock Holmes that Robert Downey Jr. played. Eventually, I just started thinking about that last Smurfs movie. That's kind of what this felt like. My whole point is, why would you just make another sequel to this? It doesn't really add too much other than there was a children's movie out. Johnny Depp got to play another quirky character. I will say I did not know that Chiwetel Ejiofor was actually Watson, so I do appreciate that. There's a whole section where a character is singing who is played by Mary J. Blige, which was just totally out of place, really just in the grand scheme of the movie. I knew who it was when they started singing, but I just didn't understand it in the context of the story, and I just felt that that was unnecessary. There's technically a twist in the movie, eventually two twists in the movie. Neither one I saw coming, and I did appreciate that aspect of the story, but it's not even barely okay. It's something that you would just put on and not really pay too much attention. There's some animated movies, some children's animated movies, that are completely great. Particularly Kubo and the Two Strings is a great movie. It deserves a 9. I believe at the time Keith and I gave it an 8.5. This movie is slightly better than the Trolls movie, and then slightly worse than the My Little Pony movie. So for that, this movie gets a 4.5. Again, it's not terribly offensive. A below average movie. For the Beast Game Podcast, a 5 begins a positive score. So that is a movie that has flaws, but is watchable. This one, just barely boring enough to not get a 5, with the twist that happens at the end of the movie, which is where the 4.5 comes into play. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.